Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, May 30th, and a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today, actually, on Guardian Radio AM, we plan to start a new series called Keeping It Real with Yannick. I'm excited about that show, actually, but that's going to be on the tail end of this program because we have some special guests in-house before that. But Keeping It Real should be a bi-weekly series that we'll be continuing, but talking about issues happening inside the Bahamas. So we're actually excited about that. But in the studio today, we have the principal and some students and some parents of Bay West Learning Center. And they actually have an enterprise day. They have an enterprise day. Watch me get Ms. Sherman. Pull your mic closer, Ms. Sherman. Ms. Sherman's a principal, actually. Ms. Melinda Sherman is a principal at Bay West Learning Center. Is that good? Oh, I might have to come there and fix that mic. Let's see. Actually, you push it back. But don't worry. Yeah, that's it. And then come pull it down to get your mouth. Good. She's a principal at Bay West Learning Center, right? And they're having a big special day this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I want to know exactly what is Bay West, first of all, and okay. What is happening Saturday?
Sure. So Bay West is an elementary school. We go from grades 1 to 6, and we are located on Saunders Beach, West Bay Street, Saunders Beach. So Enterprise Day is the biggest event of our school year, our academic year. We're so excited. We're looking forward to it. This is when all of the young entrepreneurs showcase what it is that they will be doing or what it is they aspire to do in life. Okay, now sometimes they aspire to do a little bit more, but on this day they provide goods and services. They get an opportunity to service people in the community or fellow parents, right? We have Mrs. Diallo with us. She's Tassie's mom. Mrs. Diallo, are you happy to be here with us?
Let's pull that mic closer, Mrs. Diallo.
Yes, I am. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. Good. We also have Mrs. Todd. She is the parent mother of Andre Todd.
Good morning, Bahamas.
And Mr. Todd. Mr. Todd, say hello to everyone this morning.
Good morning, Bahamas.
and we are very familiar with Bruman Todd here at Guardian Radio, and it's always good to have him in studio. Mm-hmm. And I see that he's working along with Bay West.
Oh, Mr. Todd is our marketing director.
Interesting.
Guess good. What? I don't know if he approves of having that title, but he has it nonetheless.
And you say Bay West is a primary school.
Yes.
What if we're not familiar with the school? I see it on West Bay Street. Mm-hmm. So it's a private school?
Yes, it is.
It's just a regular private school, or it's for specialty or anything like that?
No, we are not a special needs school. It's a regular primary school. Mm-hmm. Going from grades 1 to 6. We're actually having an open house right now, and that's going to run until the end of summer. So for those of you who are listening, who are looking for a school for your children, feel free to drop by and learn about our curriculum, meet the staff, meet the other students, and get an idea of what it is we're about.
How many students in per classes? I'm just trying to understand the school.
The class sizes are very small, so we range from about 5 to 7 kids per class.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. And then you prep them for high school.
Correct. So we set the national exams at grades 3 and 6, and we perform exceptionally well. Once they leave us, they get into other reputable schools in Nassau or even abroad. We've had kids who have gone off to Canada, the U.S., and they perform very well.
It's like a preparatory school. I love that. Okay. In terms of teachers, how many teachers do you have there?
Five
teachers. Mm-hmm. And so each classroom will have about 7-8 kids inside there.
Correct. We have one class that has 4 kids.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you just do the Bahamian curriculum, or you have like one of those international
curriculums? Our curriculum is integrated. So we make sure that we cover material necessary for the national exams at grades 3 and 6. Mm-hmm. And we also use a number of different curriculums. we put them together and we do something that is amazing for our kids. We acknowledge that no two children learn the same. So the way we deliver instruction to Tasia may be different from the way we deliver it to Henri.
So let me talk to Tasia, because Tasia has her own style for her entrepreneur
business. She sure business. Does.
And I want to know, what does this entrepreneur, how do you say it, Ms. Sherman?
Entrepreneur.
Which business, or what, I mean the day?
What's happening Saturday? The day is called Enterprise Day.
Enterprise Day.
Yes.
Okay, Enterprise Day. Tell me about Enterprise Day.
Enterprise Day is when all the students of Bay West come out and sell their goods and services.
And how old are you exactly, Tasia?
I'm 9 years old.
Wow. Nice. So you will be participating? You can have your own business there?
Yes.
Okay, what will you be selling?
I will be selling snow cones.
Snow cones? What do you know about snow cones? Do you make your own ice, or do you just put everything together?
Well, we'll have a snow cone machine where it brings ice, and then we just put syrup on it.
And you know the price for your snow cones as yet? Because I own a budget.
$2.
Okay, that's not bad. I can afford that. And yes, I want you to introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Henri Todd. My business is called Henri Snack Haven. We are selling juicy hot dogs on bakery buns and having little treat bags and some ice cold drinks.
So your parents are going to be helping you with your enterprise?
Yes.
Okay. So exactly. Since you're going to be basically the CEO of this business, right? I know your parents will be your employees. So what type of work you'll have them do?
Making food.
They'll be making the food and you'll be selling the food. I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that.
Telling them what to do.
Yes. So Ms. Sherman, how long have you been doing this at Bay West?
We were Bayview Academy many years ago, and this was something that I met going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've just found a way to make it a little bit bigger and offer it now to the community. So people who are listening, you can feel free to stop by on Saturday between 12 and 6 and purchase some of the goods, support our young entrepreneurs.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So the entire community, the entire New Providence is invited to come and see what's happening?
Yes.
Okay, and while they're there, can I do like one of those tours of the school to say, am I be interested?
So, of course.
So there'll be staff on site who'll say, okay, let's see what's
Correct.
Happening. No, that's good.
Yes.
That's good. Because I know that your program tend to prep kids to be leaders in the community from at least yes. from grade 6.
Yes.
So, of course, Bahamians want to take advantage of their opportunities. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's good. That's
yeah.
good. So what else about the program, the Enterprise Day that you want to tell me about?
Well, you know, we impress upon our kids the importance of entrepreneurship, right? We want them to know that you don't have to go to school and, you know, go to university and come out and try to find a job. You know, we want them to know that it's important to think outside of that. You know, try to find ways that you can service your community by being innovative and providing a service, maybe one that is not already provided, or try to find a way to, you know, change it up and do something different.
Okay. And what time does it start on Saturday? Saturday, June 1st, actually. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. From 12 noon to 6 p.m.
Okay. And is there any entrance fee, or they just come to?
There's no entrance fee. There's no entrance fees. Keep your money and support our kids.
And just
purchase
support their kids.
Purchase their goods.
Okay. That sounds good. So there'll be
yes.
DJ and music and food and
DJ,
activities.
There'll be a bouncing castle. Our DJ is pretty good. And believe it or not, our DJ is a student.
You have a student DJ?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He is Taquito Knowles, and he is dynamite. We've seen him play at parties. He is amazing.
I may have
to
book him.
You may have to book him, along with his dad. His dad will be helping him out. So it's going to be a great time. So there will be
excited.
Lots of food. We have street corn. We have snow cones. There will be movie food, kung fritters. We also have a jerk pit.
Mm.
So that pit is run by the school, but, you know, there will be a jerk pit. If you want that heavy food, you can come over and get that as well.
But before we go in transition, I need to know exactly where it is that I'm going. I know you said West Bay Street.
Okay.
But where is Bay West Learning?
Sure. So traveling west on West Bay Street, you'll come across the roundabout. Take the first left. That'll be the Grove West entrance.
So take the Grove West entrance.
Uh-huh. And then you'll take the first left again, come all the way around the bend, and it'll bring you to the front entrance of our school.
And a long and short distance for the music.
listen for the music. But guess what? You can see us from West Bay Street.
Okay.
Yeah, so right opposite C.A. Christie is our building.
Nice. Let's talk to the parent, right? What do you think of Bay West in general?
I love the school. My daughter enrolled at 4.5 years old. She's there now at 9. And the school has developed her, as you heard. She's articulate. She's smart. I love the curriculum. Like Ms. Sherman was sharing, it integrates the Ministry of Education standard as well as some international practices. So it's been preparing my daughter well for the future.
And go, you too, Ms. Todd. Go ahead.
Yes, I would definitely say I love Bay West, hands down. Andre has been there since the age of 5. Actually, he came from the special education unit from another school, and he was able to transition into Bay West from grade 1 to now grade 6. And the school and working with and trusting him in the hands of Ms. Sherman, it was the best possible environment for him. I have watched him grow. He has grown so much. And like I said, he was a child that came from a special needs school, special needs area. And the teachings, the principal, the teaching staff, and the curriculum and everything has helped him, you know, blossom into the student that he is, you know. So I love the environment and everything. He is actually, you know, a student who has even been awarded by the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture for the Rising Star Award.
Nice.
So Bay West is also to be included in that accolade for them, because it was also them that set that foundation and that standard in him that brought him up to where he's at.
Okay.
And we're looking really forward for this Enterprise Day. It's something that he is looking forward to. Mm-hmm. And it was a great opportunity. I love Bay West.
Good. So back to you, Ms. Sherman, as we transition to a break. Okay. Remind us about Enterprise Day at Bay West.
Enterprise Day is this week, Saturday, June 1st, from 12 noon to 6 p.m. We are located on Saunders Beach, opposite C.A. Christie. Grove West entrance, first lap all the way around. That'll take you to the front of our building. But like you said, listen for the music.
I shall listen to music and pass by. I want to see who this DJ is.
I know.
And experience, because I need a DJ for a class event. Let me see if I can get a discount, right? So this is Bay West Learning Center, which is located on Bay Street.
Yes,
West
Bay Street.
Opposite C.A. Christie.
Yes.
They have an event, Enterprise Day.
Correct.
Yes. And it's going to start at 12 noon.
Yes.
Until 6 p.m.
Correct.
And the students would be having their own booths and selling their own entrepreneurial business type things.
Yes.
But they have food, activities, and goods too.
Yes.
Okay, good. Good, good,
yes.
Good.
They'll be in possession of their permit numbers as well. They were issued them.
Look at that.
Yeah, they had to submit their plans. We approved them. They were given permit numbers, and they will have to make sure that they're...
real entrepreneurs, business people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, congratulations. Yeah. Anyway, this is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newell. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with Keep It Real with Yannick. Have a good day.
National Movement will hold its 2024 convention Saturday, June 1st, under the theme Forward Stronger at the Bahamar Resort. Beginning at 8 p.m., an informative and inspirational evening session will be held, where party leadership and other dynamic speakers will address the Bahamian people on the FNM platform and matters of national importance. Free National Movement 2024 Convention, Saturday, June 1st. You don't want to miss it.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Join us on a day of giving and hope. The Guardian Media Group and Sister Sister Cancer Support Group are teaming up for a special Dollar Day Drive. Come down to the Nassau Guardian on May 31st from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Your contributions will make a huge difference. Every dollar counts in the fight against cancer. And together, we can help support those in need. Be a part of something bigger. Be the change. Donate a dollar and change a life.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri. And like I said earlier, at the head of the show, my program, is starting a new series called Keeping It Real. And we're keeping it real with Unique. And Unique is a social commentator. And I'm excited to have some conversations with her about things that is happening in the Bahamas. But before then, I want to read this notice, right, from Sister Sister Dollar Drive. So join us on a day of giving and hope. The Guardian Media Group and Sister Sister Cancer Support Group are teaming up for a special Dollar Day Drive. Come down to the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield on Friday, May 31st, from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Your contributions can make a huge difference. That's tomorrow. Every dollar counts in the fight against cancer. Together, we can support those in need and fund life-saving research. Be a part of something bigger. Be the change. Donate a dollar. Change a life. See you there. Guardian Media Group and Sister Sister Cancer Support Group, united for a cause. So welcome, Unique. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, is this your first time on radio, by the way?
Yes, sir.
Yes, but welcome to Radio Land.
Thank you.
As we start our new series, but keeping it real in New Providence, right? And one of the topics I wanted to have a discussion with you, trending in social media, is a bishop. A bishop who is 60 years old, he just got married. He just got married, and his wife is 19 years old.
Wow.
Of course, the congregation gone wild. And he, the bishop, the great bishop, American bishop, African-American bishop, said that a man who finds a wife is a good thing. And that God came and gave him this good wife. My conversation today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Separate from the bishop, or separate and apart from the bishop, are Bahamian women being preyed upon by older men?
All the time.
What you mean? Just say it so easy.
Every day.
I don't like how you said it. What do you mean they are preyed upon by older men?
Yes. Well, a lot of the older men are probably married or divorced. So they're out here looking to have some fun. They want some company, somebody to make them feel alive, young again. So yes, they do prey on younger women. Now, sometimes the prey is probably, you know, a little bit on their fields. When I say a little bit on their field, meaning that the age group is not big of significance, like the pastor who's 60 and the young lady that is 19. But yes, it's older men and young girls at it all the time. Now, in today's society, the older men, you know, they know the young girls, they always want and need something. So they always try and so, you know, persuade us by giving out something or making, you know, their lifestyle look extra glittery or extraordinary for us to want to be a part of it. Knowing that there's no real connection, you know, because the younger girls, they want something that is young and fresh like them majority of the times. And then, you know, you meet an older man who's willing to give you more than your boyfriend could, or who willing to do things that your boyfriend ain't in the position to do no time soon. So, yeah, you know, you may give him a time of the day, but
Unique, you're a pretty girl.
Yes.
Have you ever dated an older man?
Yes.
When I say older, like 1 year older?
No.
Like 4 years older?
No. Probably like 15 years older.
You dated a man 15 years older than you?
Yes.
And who was the... See, I'm smiling now. So who did the pursuing? You or the man?
The man.
And in your experience now, you would say that the man was preying on you, you think? Or you were trying to take advantage of a good old man who just needed some entertainment?
It was him. He came after me. And it didn't seem like he was preying on me. It just seemed like he was trying to be a good person or a good friend. It seemed like he was, you know, just trying to help me.
So what's wrong with helping you, though?
Nothing. But then it, you know, it turned into more. Like, I was expecting, you know, just to, you know, be cordial or cool with a guy because, you know, we worked together. But then he started asking me to go out. He started offering me gifts, you know.
And you take it?
Well, not right away, but after I picked up to what he was doing, I was like, okay, why not?
You take it?
I took it, of course.
And then he asked for things and didn't you just give it?
No. Well, I like to talk, so I will talk to you for a long time before I, you know, give anything. So
you
that,
took advantage of that old man?
No, because in actuality, we had something, you know, but in the beginning, it was just him doing everything, giving me everything, and, you know, trying to get me or trying to persuade me to, like, you know, deal with him on a level.
You said you met him on the job.
Yes.
Is there a concern in the Bahamas of men pursuing, preying on young women on the job?
All the time. I hear about it all the time.
You always say it all the time, though.
Yes.
Men seem like we just devilish.
Well, no, y'all not devilish, but at the same time, it's in y'all nature. You know, y'all see a pretty girl, y'all see a pretty young lady, y'all see a pretty older lady sometimes. You know, it's just a natural attraction. So that's why I say all the time. It's only a few times that some man, you know, are decent enough to, like, you know, control their self or to say, you know, I can't lust, I can't look at her, I can't want her because, you know, I'm married, you know, I want to be a good husband, or I have kids that age, or I would want to be one of my friends, date my daughter. So, you know, some. But all the time, majority of the time, yes, the older men see the younger girls as more like, you know, a toy, an object, something to have fun with. You know, they know about women. They've been dating longer before us. Some of them are married, like I say, probably already divorced. But they know what they can get out of a younger female.
Any married man ever come on to you?
Yes, all the time.
Any married man you dated for a short period of while?
Well, I have never dated a married man, but I have.
Who's the woman?
But I have talked to one or two.
Okay, hold on. What you mean by talk? What you mean by talk?
Talk. I mean, whereas I exchange my number, you know, I probably, well, at the time, I'm sure I wasn't in a relationship. So I probably was just bored. So we talked when they call, or I would message and, you know, randomly just look for a conversation out of boredom. Or I probably might have needed something, and I know that they are willing to give.
What can you need from a married man, though?
When I say need something, it's not nothing out of their home or their relationship. Probably needing a ride.
Oh.
You know, simple things. Needing a ride, or probably needing a few dollars to go towards a bill. You know, because you talking to me and you're married, and then you want a relationship out of me. So if by me talking to you and I could get something out of that without, you know, being an adulterer, you know, or stepping out, I am going to ask. I'm going to try to get it, just like you asking me and trying to get me. But I'm smarter.
I see you seem like you're smart. I have a caller here right now, right? Let me have this caller engage you, right? We have a new series at Garden Radio AM called Keeping It Real with Yannick, right?
Yes.
So, caller, how are you doing?
Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
Caller, David is talking away so long with you and your guest, Neri.
How are you doing, Bremer?
I'm willing, thank God. We need justice, law, and order in this country. And not only that, most of all, we need the truth. Without the truth, we're not going any place. We're not getting any place. But I want to ask the lady two questions. You talked about you being an adulteress. Are you married?
She called you an adulteress.
That's my first question.
1 minute. She asked, you talk about you being an adulteress. Are you married? But I didn't know you said you were an adulteress.
I didn't say that I was an adulteress.
What you said? Let's speak in the mic so I can understand what she's saying.
I said that without me stepping out or being an adulterer. Meaning,
say it again?
Being an adulterer.
She said that she wasn't an adulterer because she didn't complete the act.
Yes, but I would not go with a married man. So I'm saying that if a married man exchanged number with me and I'm bored or I need something, knowing that I can get it from him, I probably would ask the same way he would ask me of something from me. But without stepping out or being an adulterer, I would ask because I know I don't have no intentions of committing any adultery or going with him because of his status. So I'll ask. If he say no, fine. If he say yes, all the same. But the same way he asks of me, I'm entitled to ask back.
You get that, Bremen? Okay, thank you very much. You don't feel guilty begging a married man for your money? That's his wife money.
No, I don't feel guilty.
My wife would have looked at you and come and refine you if you asked my money.
Well, I don't feel guilty begging a married man for his money because I'm not married and I didn't make a vow. And he should have considered anything before stepping out of his marriage, wanting to, you know, date or seek another relationship.
Earlier you said you have conversations.
Right.
Why can't a married man just have nice, fun conversations with you without you asking him for his money?
Sometimes it's not just me asking for monies, because initially you had to make me feel comfortable to ask you for money in the first place. So that means you either offered me something and I declined, or you always make it known to me that I can come to you for anything, because that's what they say most of the times, to make you comfortable.
Mind to say anything.
Right.
I'm not sure if you, you mentioned that you made a work tied up like a bar and grill at one point in time.
Right.
Have you ever had, I guess it's called sexual harassment, your employer say, man, I can give you some overtime, I could work with you, give you some extra days, just if you
want. Well, let me give you a better story.
Go ahead.
I worked at a boutique one time, and it was owned by...
Don't call the person name.
No, it was owned by a couple, a married couple.
Okay.
Right? And the guy, the husband, he was more or less like the manager of the store. Mm-hmm. So the wife only came in like a few days out of the week to help around. And so I came to work like say about 8:30 in the morning because he wanted us to be opened for 9 o'clock sharp. So I came to work 8:30, 8:45 every morning. And I was in college back then, so I was very much younger. And so, you know, I look fresh and young, and I probably look extra shiny. Mm-hmm. So one day, I think this was like a month after I started working there. One day, he was asking me about underclothes. Because he's selling woman clothes, man clothes. But he said he wanted to get into underclothes.
Okay.
So he asked me what type of underclothes I like. I say, I mean, all type, all woman type. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, be straight. Because I can already feel like this is inappropriate. Why would you ask me that? You know, like, you and your wife have this business together. Why don't you discuss this with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she's not here. I'm here. He's here. Just both of us alone in the shop. It's still early. We're not open yet. So I said I like all underwear. I like all types. Whatever type is for ladies, I like. So he was like, well, I bought something just to try out, to put in the store to try out for a while.
I like the story so far.
Right? So I say, okay. So he say, I want you to check it out and tell me if you like it. So he opened the bag. It was a bunch of G-strings only. It wasn't different types. It was just G-strings.
Okay.
G-strings only. Different colors.
He has taste. Go ahead.
Yes, he has taste. So I looked at it and I said, oh, these are nice or whatever. He said, could you try one on for me so that I can see properly?
Look at that man. Go ahead. Finish the story.
I said, no.
You say what?
No. I forget he was my boss. I look at him like crazy. I was like, no, I don't have to try on them for you to see. I say, no. I just keep saying no. And he's like, no, I didn't mean it like that. I just wanted to, you know, see how it would fit you and
fit
whatever.
Yes, yes.
Pervert. So I was like, no, if it's small, it's going to fit a small person. See, because I was ever smart. If it's medium, it's going to fit a medium person.
So long and short, you don't put on the...
No, I didn't put on the G-string. I did not do that.
I assume that you found a new job.
Yes. Right away, like, I left to go on my lunch break because, you know, I was young. I wasn't thinking a lot. I left to go on my lunch break and I never came back. Because I used to live like right around the corner. Mm. And I went home and I told my mother and I never came back.
You sound young.
I was young.
How old young were you?
16.
Yeah, he's wrong. That man ain't no good. Let's go to the quality.
But I was old school, so I don't know if he felt like that was
okay. No, I can't do it on 16-year-old. Okay. That's kind of wrong.
Right.
Go ahead, caller. Guide me.
I love what you're doing. Good afternoon.
Go ahead. Good afternoon.
Morning still. Listen up. I want some advice from this young lady.
You're one of them old men who perverted it.
Well, I want to tell you a story.
Go ahead.
And then you could judge from the story, because you won't keep it real, right?
Go ahead. I'm trying to keep it real today.
My mother used to have a preschool. I grew up with a bunch of children, right? And I love children. Right now, I'm taking care of, well, I have sons. I love my sons. If one of my sons right now, if I ask him for $100, he'll give me $1,000. He'll bring it. And then just let me know. So children are for purpose. Now, I met this young lady, Haitian girl. She was about 9. And there was a shootout here where I was, and we all broke off running. And I run, and I grab her. I got to know her. Now, we have grown from her us telling me I am hungry to the point where she told me my body is changing, to the point where she now calls me and asks me if I have any food. Watch this now. Every time she calls, if I have any food. Now, she's like 17. I keep saying, yeah, but she never comes for the food. So I try to figure out what's going on here. So when she called again, I said, no, I don't have any food.
Okay.
Her mother, she got her mother. They went, they bought groceries, and they brought it here. Now, understand how that worked. That young lady, she is in my life for a purpose if I live too long. You getting this?
She is in your life for a purpose, you said?
I said, she is in my life for a purpose if I live too long.
Okay.
That's the role that daughters and sons play to parents.
Okay.
But there's another young lady, and all of them get along together. When you see them walking there, you believe they got things going on with them. But I gave one of them a art book to do some artwork. And she always, I'm looking at some of the drawing right now, she would sign it, she would date it, and then she would put a reason why she drew it. And all of the reasons she keeps saying was bored as F. I want to know, what am I not doing to keep her busy?
And this is your biological child?
Hmm?
This is your biological child?
No, you weren't listening. I have adopted a lot of children.
Okay, so this is the 9-year-old that you adopted?
The one, I'm talking about two girls now.
Okay.
The first one who would feed me, when the ants are crawling over my lips and I can't brush them off, that was the first young lady. There's another young lady who do artwork, and she has a reason why she drew everything that she drew, and she's good at it, and says, was bored ASF.
Okay.
So I realized that she's bored.
Right.
Okay. What am I not doing to keep her busy?
Well, she sounds like she's artistic. You can probably find...
I can't hear you too well. Could I listen on the radio?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll speak to you right
she
now.
She sounds
thanks.
Like she is artistic and quite talented. So you can probably look into some outlets that she can probably develop or grow her talent. And you can also talk to her. You know, you can also talk to her and ask her, like, you know, what do you think you want to do? Like, what do you think you could be doing to, like... take your time up instead of you being bored or idle or just, you know, not feeling okay. You can just simply talk to her and listen to her carefully, you know, and try your best to meet her needs.
Okay, Yannick. We had a number of young girls who tend to go missing every so often. A number of behemoths said, I'm really looking for her because she out with man. Mm-hmm. Is there an issue with teenage girls looking for man, or are we just judging them and not knowing what they're going through?
Both. It's an issue for them looking for older men, thinking that that's a way out. And yes, it's also an issue in us automatically saying that, you know, they hot, they fresh, they foppish. They may be just lost. You know, it's a lot of kids who grow up without a lot of guidance. And it's a lot of kids who have parents who don't parent them, who probably more or less their friends, who's indulge and encourage those type of behaviors. So it's not our place to judge when we don't know where they come from, who they live with, and who raising them. But as a community raising a child, like if you have opportunity to speak to a child or to direct that child or to teach that child something, that's when you step in and do it, because we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
When you were growing up, because I know that you had to take a rein of your family at a young age.
Yes.
Right? Talk director, ma'am. Sorry, Brian. You had to take a rein directly.
Ali, you sound like a white man.
1 minute from me, there, 52. Did you, I know, like, you had a, I would say a challenged life, I wouldn't necessarily say hard, but you had a challenge in life growing up, especially you had younger siblings, and it was just basically you. And you had to get support extendedly, even social services.
Right.
Did you ever find that yourself so desperate, you say, man, you start thinking about strange things? Again, I use this word, and forgive me for this.
Uh-huh.
Making yourself available just to make sure your siblings are taken care of properly?
Well, to be honest, I have a relationship with God, and I had one from a very young age. But I had a time in my life where it was hard and difficulties. And this one day, I always remember this story. I always do. I had to pay a bill of $300. I don't know. I can't remember what the bill was for. I always have to pay bills, right? I had a bill of $300 to pay. And for some reason, I just couldn't find this money. I was working, but I just couldn't find this money. And, like, I had to pay the bill, like, probably the next morning, like, the money. And I didn't have nobody to call or ask for help or to say, let me the money or anything. So I was, like, really desperate and, like, you know, really upset and also sad and feeling sorry for myself, all of that at the same time. So I just decided to walk. The time I decided to do that, the sun was already down. I decided to walk. So I came out of our younger siblings to see me crying, and because I couldn't hold back from crying, you know? So I just decided to walk. So I left the house, I went to the street, and I walked down on one of the main streets in the area that I lived. And this guy, like, I know him. Like, he's not my neighbor, but he lives around there. And he was sitting by in his yard, and I was walking past, and their yard is quite big, so it took me a while to actually walk past his yard completely. So as I was walking his yard, the guy who was sitting with him hailed and waved for me to come. And the guy who I know, he's like, Yanni, come here and talk to you, whatever. So, you know, they couldn't really notice I was crying or whatever. So I just stopped. I didn't go. I just stopped. And, like, he came closer to me, and he was like, I want you to come go with me. I can give you $300. And that freaked me right out. I was like, oh my God. Because the guy who I knew, I know him to be more or less of a pimp, you know? So
$300 to what?
I don't know. But this guy was like, his friend wanted to give me $300, okay? And I just tell you, I walk on my horse crying because I need $300.
So God sent him?
God didn't send him. The devil sent him. Because I freak right out because, like I say, the guy who I knew, he was so to speak pimp, you know, and like nothing good has happened in his home. I heard a lot of stories from growing up, from my parents, from different people in the area. So yeah, I know him to be a pimp. I didn't know his friend, but obviously if that's his friend, birds of a feather flock together. And I'm a young girl, you understand? At this time I'm 18. Mm-hmm. I still look 16 because I'm 18 now. So I don't look like I'm on your level. I don't look like I would be down to do certain stuff, but, you know, he still asks. And I know it was the devil because if God wanted me to have that $300, first of all, I would have had it already. And I wouldn't have to do nothing bad or wrong or go against anything decent to get it. So when he said he have $300 to give me, that freaked me right out. Did you believe all my tears dried right up? And I took my hip and I quickly walked back home. And it just made me open up, like, and understand more to life. Like, I could have taken that $300 and God knows what could have happened to me. I could have taken that $300 and I might have been able to pay my bill. But what would have come out of it? Like, what he could have do to me? Like, what I would experience just for a $300 bill, like, oh my God. And $300 may sound like a lot now, But to me, it's nothing because I passed paying $300 for bills. But at that time, it was like a big, heavy burden on me because I was dealing with everything by myself. All my siblings was like younger than me in school and whatever. I was the caretaker of the home. I was the only one working. So it was a lot. And like I said, when that man said he can give me $300, it's like something wake up in me.
You strong.
Yes, it's like something wake up in me and say, you see that? So instead of crying, instead of, you know, like, you know, just freaking out or probably like feeling like, you know, like you didn't know what to do, go home and wait on God.
Go home, wait on God. We have a caller now who wants to engage you. But I passed a caller through there, Arlington. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nui.
Good morning.
Good morning to your guest, a lovely young lady. Firstly, I like her principles, and I think she can really get a platform where she can help young girls, right? Because I share the same values as her in that I've never slept with a married woman. I always felt as if it isn't worth it, and even if their husband catch you, he might be, even if he weighs 50 pounds, he might turn stronger than you on that night if he catch you in that bedroom or wherever he find it. It isn't worth it right now in this day and time. According to experience, you know, I have family members who have had extramarital affairs, and sometimes the sweetheart gets so audacious, they call the house, even though they're told not to call the house. They want to engage the wife after they become, you know, it was just a period of time of bonding. And so she's highlighting the dangers of it. But as far as the young man offering her the $300 blatant like that, that's an insult, really. And so I've learned a lot. I have a daughter that's 25. She works in an industry where she encounters a lot of affluent people. And the people around that we know, she say they would come on to her, and this is what they believe in. But one thing she has said that when men show their opulency or how rich they are, it's really like a turn off to her. She has a fiance, he's solid, but I'm just saying that, personally, from my experience, it's not a one-way street like how she's painting it, though. I mean, I've had relationship with younger females. I've actually refused younger females in the States and here, because sometimes you don't know their age. And how I know older men go with underage girls is because some of them, if you don't tell them, they would still go ahead. But I just can't do it because I can't. It isn't worth it. No. I could have a lot of, you know, I mean, it's not worth it, the time in jail. But what I'm saying is the relationship, like about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, the young lady I met at a dinner party with one of my friends, and she had blatantly told me, Cole, that the person she's seeing is 60 years old. And she was in COB at the time, and she was only about 19 or 20. And so these things are not new. We know about Mary and Joseph, right, T.A. Nui. But I like how she principled up herself in that it means a lot, because I've had one where I told the young lady, just keep it a secret, way. But after a while, they get audacious. They let people know they want to. It's not worth it. But even so, I wouldn't say underage, but it's like you have a big age difference. But they are women. They are able to. They are in their 20s. They are able to make decisions for themselves. But they know the exchange isn't any robbery. But some of them abuse it. But and by the way, men our age, my age and younger, I didn't look my age. So sometimes they don't know how old you are. And when you tell them how old you are, they don't believe it, even up to this day. But you know, it's a good platform, Mr. Nui. I like how she's humanizing these stories. But in exchanging money, one of the dangers of it is the young man will go and tell other people. That's what I'm saying. It's derogatory. You understand? That's how they go. Like the song would need to say, you give me some of this thing, you'll talk it. And that's just the way they are. So I've met younger females who really, they might like young guys, but they some of them have said that they prefer older, mature men. This is just what it is. You know, they might like the fun with the young guys, but
okay,
you know, it's just a decision.
Don't
make it look like every old guy is old and mash up. Give thanks. Okay. Some of us still have muscle in our stomach, you know. Give thanks.
52 have muscle still in his stomach.
Well, if the cap fits, let them wear it. Because I don't think everybody have bad intentions. It's not according to age, but if you go into something...
What type of man you like? Older men or men your age?
I am not prejudiced, but I don't think... Okay, my only discretion right now is I want somebody who is on the same path as me. Because I'm serving God completely. So I am allowing God to order my steps. And I want to be married. Marriage is something God ordained. So I don't feel like...
Are you serving God after you do all your damage when you're young?
I was serving God in that process. That's the only reason why I'm here, I believe. Because... You know, as I fall down, I get back up and I stay at it every opportunity, every day, all the time. But
and we soon run out of time, and we definitely, this could be a series. We can try to get you on every week, but at least bi-weekly, and we could try and move this on a Friday. But when you were young in school, any older men approach you?
In school, yes. Some of my dad friends.
Your daddy friends approach you?
Yeah.
What would they say?
Well, first of all, they would, you know, hail you because, you know them and stuff. And then they will, like, let you know I like you long time. You know, I'm supposed to be your first. Stuff like that.
Grown men say that to young girls?
Yes.
And your daddy friends who know your daddy?
Who know my daddy. My God.
You ever tell your daddy?
Yes, once or twice, and then he died, so it didn't matter because they came even more.
They came even more?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what type of man who is friends with would target his friend daughter who needs shepherding, who needs help and support, even though that he transitioned and said, this is my time now. I don't want it from long time.
Yeah.
Let me see if she needs a couple of dollars to help her out.
Yeah. Or will tell you to take this money from them in the name of I's your daddy boy, I looking out for you. And then you owe them something for taking that money.
You owe them something?
Mm-hmm. Either you have to entertain them when you see them again, or they want you to come go with them somewhere, or they want to talk to you, or they want you to exchange numbers. Somehow you're going to owe them if they ain't sincere. I can count the people on one hand who ever helped me in the name of my daddy as his friend after he passed away. And that was a couple. They came one day out of the blue and they just brought a lot of groceries to at our house. And it was the next guy. When me and my sister was traveling to the airport, we saw him and he gave us like $100 a piece. We never saw him again. He never asked for nothing, no numbers, nothing.
When we have you come on again for next week, right?
Yes.
We'll make sure dive into this your stories and with your experiences. But this is our first debut of Keeping It Real with Yanique.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be like a bi-weekly thing, or maybe hopefully a weekly thing. But I'm excited.
I am as well.
Yes. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.